Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. We have a big question today. Camilla asked our question that we are going to answer today. Camilla is 8 years old. How many of you are eight? You can raise your hand. Micah's going to read Camilla's question for us.
Who created God?
This is a really big question.
It is.
Because God is really big.
Uh-huh. Bigger than us.
He said the heaven is his throne and earth is where he props up his feet. It's his footstool. So was there someone who created God who's even bigger than he is? If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Psalm 90 and verse 2.
Psalm 90, verse 2. Psalm is in the middle of the Bible, and it's a massive book. It has like 150 chapters. Psalm chapter 90. And once you find chapter 90, then you're going to read verse 2. Psalm chapter 90, verse 2. All right, Aiden's going to read this scripture for us. Psalm chapter 90, verse 2.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
So if you were to go back in time before anything else existed.
Ooh, like time travel.
Time travel.
Yeah, that's
like
pretty
cool.
Like
in a time machine.
Woo, here we go.
And you were to go back before your grandparents were born.
Wow.
Before Adam and Eve were made.
That's a long time ago.
Before the world existed.
Okay.
Before the angels were made.
Okay.
We don't even know what it was like back then.
Absolutely not.
But if you were to go back in time before anything else existed, God would still be there. Because God has always existed, and he will always exist. From everlasting in the past to everlasting in the future, he is God.
So you're saying that God has no beginning and no end.
That's correct.
That's like really hard for us to fathom, like even to think about, because all we know is beginning and end and beginning and end. People are born, people die. That's just how life goes. But then to try to think about God not having a beginning or end, he just always was.
It's pretty amazing.
Is it okay to not completely understand that?
Perfectly okay.
Okay, good. Because I don't completely understand that. I mean, I know it, but it's hard to understand it.
Yeah. This is an important question because if someone created God,
yeah,
then there's someone who's greater than God.
And then God can't be God.
He wouldn't be God. He wouldn't be the greatest God.
Wow.
There would be someone greater than him. Since he created everything that there is, and from everlasting to everlasting, he is God, there is no one greater, no one more powerful, no one smarter, and no one more loving than God. That's why you can trust him. That's why you can pray to him. That's why you can be proud that you believe in God.
That's pretty neat. Wow. Camilla, that was a really, really big question. And I hope we were able to like explain it a little bit, even if we don't completely understand it. At least we can see what the Bible says and know that God had no beginning and God had no end. No one created God. Pretty crazy stuff. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.